AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's again been speaking about that September strike on a boat in the Caribbean Sea. Sagamagani reports he's offering a new justification.
The president now says two suspected drug smugglers were trying to upright the vessel after it capsized during an initial strike in September.
They were trying to turn the boat back to where it could float. And we didn't want to see that because that boat was loaded up with drugs just like everything else.
Just 5 days ago, when asked if he was open to releasing video of the strike.
Whatever they have, we'd certainly release, no problem.
But asked about it today.
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
The president says releasing the video is Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth's call.
Whatever he decides is okay with me.
Democrats are pushing for the release amid questions over whether killing survivors of a strike at sea could be a war crime. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump's giving farmers hit hard by his trade war with China $12 billion in aid. The Supreme Court today heard a challenge to the president's power to fire board members of independent agencies. Mark Sherman was in the court for it.
After 2.5 hours of argument, it seemed that the conservative majority on the Supreme Court would ratify Trump's decision to fire board members and expand presidential power over independent agencies. At issue is a 90-year-old decision known as Humphrey's Executor. It was decided unanimously in 1935 and limits the president's power to fire independent agency directors, but the court seemed likely to overrule it.
As Japan assesses damage from a 7.5 magnitude earthquake, the U.S. Geological Survey reports it's been hit by another quake, this one magnitude 5.1. This is AP News. A lot of debate in some quarters about this one, Gethin Coolbaugh explains.
Indiana is number one, Alabama and Miami are in, and Notre Dame is out in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket. The undefeated Hoosiers vaulted to the top spot after their win in the Big Ten title game against Ohio State, which fell one spot after its 13-10 loss. Indiana QB Fernando Mendoza tossed the winning touchdown in the third quarter Saturday.
Whenever we're in any adversity, we're always there, stick by each other, not finger pointing. I think that's what's elevates us to our competition and exceeds expectations.
SEC champ Georgia was third and Big 12 titleist Texas Tech fourth. Number 9 Alabama and number 10 Miami made the field by leapfrogging Notre Dame, which lost to the Hurricanes during opening week. Notre Dame says it will not participate in a bowl game this season. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Monday Night Football has the Chargers hosting the Eagles. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.